Simin Reish Nun, the end of Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. This is a point that we touched on already yesterday. It's more in the Bir Halacha at the end of the Sif, that whether or not a person himself is mechuyev to be oisik in Achonas for Lekavet Shabbos. The Lashon of the Rambam, the Bir Halacha brings down, is that it's chayev Adam lehachin bas moishim davar tzarcha Shabbos. He's mechuyev to do it. Even though the Lashon of Mechaber is not that way, Lashon of Mechaber is Yishtad al-Lahachin. And the Bir Halacha basically says that in Echanami, Lachar, it's not a Chayva. We found that Lachis Neiris is a Chayva. We didn't find that this is a Chiyuv. Though certainly, he said, where did the Rambam get it from that it's a Chiyuv? Because these Amaroim wouldn't have been Mevatel Torah, so if unless there was a Chiyuv. Elamai, there is a Chiyuv. So, at the end of the day, it comes out that it's not a Chiyuv. However, you shtadl, one should try to do it because mitzvah bayis mevishluchay. Now, the shayla is interesting. This mamash interesting nekuda is the Sharatzin was machadish. Sharatzin asks over here. He says, lechero we paskin that you shouldn't be mevatel Torah for any mitzvah which is efshel iskayim al-yedei achir. So, mamanam shach. If it's efshel iskayim al-yedei achir, don't be mevatel Torah from it. And if it's efshel iskayim al-yedei achir, so then you have to do it yourself. On that is Mechadish. He gives two answers, but the first answer is Mechadish. He says, Yeshlam the Dafka mitzvah she'in mutelas al gufoy, kagoin she'yavtik bem talimud leilach ligmo chesed meza adam, bemakom she'achar yochal asizimo yateva. That's when you don't have to stop. Masha'inkim bezesh ha'kovet Shabbos mutelas al gufoy, omeila mitzvah boy yisim bimishluchoy. He says, some mitzvahs, the mitzvah is the toitzah. Chesed, the mitzvah is the toitzah. So as long as somebody else is the chesed, so then, beseder, it's not mutl on you yourself to do it. Chesed has to be done to this person. There's a famous story in the Chazon Ish that people they were supposed to have in Emunah B'Tochen. They're supposed to have a guest for Friday night. And then somebody else chopped the guest in shul. And everybody in the house was sad that they didn't have the guest. They were looking forward to have the guest. They didn't have the guest. The Balabas said, he says, why do we want to have the guest? Because we want to do chesed. Chesed is only if somebody's lacking. If the person's not lacking, then we don't have to do it. So you don't have to feel bad that we didn't get to do the chesed. You want to be mamala chesed. If there's no chesed, then you don't have to feel bad. There's no Baruch Hashem who's taking care of. So, it's not a mitzvah which is mutl al gufoy. Therefore, somebody else could do it. However, this is a mitzvah. Kavet Shabbos is a mitzvah which is mutl al gufoy. Now, what does that mean? We know the famous Ktzayis brings down the Tezrid, beginning the second parak of Kedushin, that says there's machal between the different types of mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs which are al gufay, mitzvahs not al gufay. Mitzvahs that are not al gufay, then there's an inner of shlichus. Mashiach mitzvahs which are al gufay, tefillin, tzitzis, you can't have a shliach because the mitzvahs that your guf should put on the tefillin. So what is this kavod Shabbos? Kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah on al gufay, so then you can't have a shliach. If it's a mitzvah al gufay, then it doesn't help a shliach. How can you say mitzvah bayis mevishlucha? A shliach doesn't help. Elamai, there's an inyan, spoke it over with a choshev avreich this morning. Actually, just put out a sefer. Cover the 200th of Nachman Hochberger. He went out of time. There's two inyanim in Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is the Teitzah, that there should be something which is prepared for Shabbos. And it's also that you should be misasik in it. It's a kavod for the mensch himself. It's kavod for Shabbos that a person should be misasik in it. But in Echanam, there's also the chilek, which is that the kavod should be, it should be prepared. You should have the candles ready for Shabbos. The house should be cleaned. The ukedeme. Memei l'cholpach is that chilek of the Kavod Shabbos in the sky, even when you have a shliach. There's the inyan when you are Oisik in something, it shows the Kavod for Shabbos, but the Kavod Shabbos could still be in the sky without it. So it's like a middle dark over here, but there is an inyan certainly to be misasik in something the Kavod Shabbos, though Mishabur passing at the end of the day, it's not a chayva. One of the things that Mishabur seems to say that it is a chayva, kosvo asfarim yahar b'tshuva v'yifash shabayis b'chol erev Shabbos. So a person is supposed to be l'chol apachis. Maybe during Elul l'chol apachis, and it's yashal asa zayde echir. Certainly, somebody just told me now that he has to write an essay about who he is. I said I should do that before Rosh Hashanah. Write an essay about who you are. Sit down and think about who you are. L'chol apachis, whether it's a chayv, it's not a chayv. L'chol apachis, then Elul is certainly good. If you're not doing at least every day, at least erev Shabbos, to be a fashish b'maisav, to be chayzer b'tshuva. The Mishabur also brings down that one should get rid of spider webs before Shabbos. He brings this down in more than one place. And Reish Samach Beis, he also brings down this halacha. In Al Pisoy, certainly it has to do with it's not a good idea to have them. Al Tzata and Al Tzfaitz and things like that. One should get rid of spider webs before Shabbos. And he also says get rid of offer vit avak v'offer. It means to dust the house also. It's not just enough to do sponge l'chayr, to dust the house, you know, certain houses, that's one of the jobs, one of the kids do. They have one of those dusters, and in the family, they go around. There's an Indian to do whatever you would do. If you had a chash of a person coming to your house, that's what you should do, l'chol apachis, for the Shabbos Malkus who is coming to the house. The halacha that's mentioned in the Ramah at the end of the day is make sure that the knife is sharp. If the knife is not sharp, then you might get into a fight. It sounds far-fetched. That's like what we're worried about. Anything could bring to a fight. You're right. And anything that could possibly bring to a fight, certainly one has a chiv to make sure that he doesn't get into it. And if he's scared that something's not going to be ready for Shabbos, and he's going to be angry if that it's not ready, then make sure that's done before Shabbos. That's the din of Hashkos HaSachin. Nowadays, most people are not mashkin zosakinim before Shabbos, because most people don't have the ability to be mashkin zosakinim because they don't have a sharpener. Some people do. What are they called? Whetstone. Thank you. Most people don't. There are one or two people in the Chabur that certainly do. But the Nakuda is certainly there, and that applies to anything. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah says later on in Simin Reish Pei, he says that a person has to be Mitzorich Lizor Shekredim Shegiya Laila Chayv Laharat Tibi Yaseir V'Avim Mishtoi Vein Tzorich Loimer Shle Yargel Shum Ktota B'Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is a high pressure day, and you have to make sure that it's not a high pressure day. And certainly, right, that's Gemara, it's a Mefurshe Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Beis, that the two people used to fight every Shabbos, and Remeir separated them for 3 weeks, and their Sutton said, Vaili, to the Sutton, that Remeir caused them to get chucked out of the house. But this is special, it's Mesugal. Erev Shabbos is a day which is Mesugal for fighting, and therefore, that's why it says Mamashkinim, Erev Shabbos, because this is a day which is Mesugal for fighting, and therefore, one has to be extra careful that he shouldn't come to such a thing. The last halacha that just Brenda mentioned over here is the vase. The Mechaber says Yarbe v'basar v'yayin u'magdonis k'vi yecholtei l'chero. It seems that it's lav dafka. It doesn't have to be basar v'yayin. Many people do not have not basar, not yayin. By the Sudeis, as a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet that the minig of the Olam is not to have wine during the Suda. Over there, it's talking about how you could be yetze with your, if your bracha beforehand could be patered up of yayin, could be patered up with your berachas amazon. The minig of the olam, for the most part, is not to have wine during the suda. Though somebody just I met this week told me that he has about 3 bottles of wine Shabbos. So it obviously depends on the mensch, but he made something fabulous out of all the corks. So I was admiring it, and that's what he told me. Either way, certainly it doesn't have to be yayin, it doesn't have to be basar also. Nevertheless, it should be. If you like Coca-Cola, then that's what you should have for Shabbos. If you like whatever it is, whatever makes a person happy, that's the Indian that you should have. L'kavod Shabbos Kriya.